Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. And Stone, coming off Father's Day weekend, how'd you survive that?
Well, I had to confess to our guest as we were walking back to the studio, I'm a little sore. We had a fantastic time. We canoed, we swam, we went to the rodeo. And if you've never been to a rodeo, and that was my first, I got to highly recommend it. It was a great deal of terrific family fun and entertainment. And there's some very talented and brave men and women in that rodeo world. So I highly recommend it. But I don't think that experience could even compare to what we're going to do this morning. This is going to be a fantastic segment. First up on Atlanta Business Radio this morning, please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Marketing Director, One Life Fitness, and Social Media Director with US Fitness, Miss Amy Tully. How are you?
I'm great this morning. Thank you so much for having us.
Now, Amy, One Life Fitness, can you tell us a little bit about what you guys are up to?
Absolutely. We are growing, growing, growing in the Atlanta market. We are part of a parent company, US Fitness, that has over 40 locations up and down the East Coast. We have 6 locations here in the greater Atlanta area, and we've just added 2 more to our docket to be open first and second quarter of next year, right here in the perimeter, right across the road from you guys, across from Perimeter Mall, and over in Holly Springs as well.
Now, One Life Fitness, how is that different in the marketplace? What do you guys have?
Have everything you could ever want. As a society, we're getting more and more interested in health and fitness, and people are looking for education as well as a great experience. And that's what we offer. We were talking briefly before we hopped on air about all the amenities that we offer. We have swimming, we have group fitness classes, we have hot yoga in-house, we have boutique style workouts like heart rate training, bar classes, things like that as well. So we're up to everything, trying to provide that ultimate fitness experience to everybody.
So now as the marketplace kind of is ebbing and flowing with boutiques opening up everywhere, you guys have gone the other way with having kind of a big box with a lot of different boutique type classes. Is that
right?
You're trying to be like the best of both worlds.
We are the best of everything. We have everything. And I say that without being boastful. We have those, like I said, we have hot yoga in-house that's climate controlled. We have heart rate training and group exclusive training, which is that high intensity interval training with that co-opetition is a word we like to use, that competitive cooperation aspect of the class that helps motivate each other. We've got tons of spinning classes. We have all unlimited group exercise classes for the folks that enjoy those class environments, as well as state-of-the-art facilities with state-of-the-art equipment from Life Fitness, Hammer Strength, Octane. So everything you could possibly want in a fitness facility. So you only have to go to one place.
So you can go if you just say, you know what, I don't like all the group stuff. I just like to lift weights and do cardio on my own. There's a place for you there.
Absolutely.
Or if you're like, I need the variety, I like different kind of classes, there's a place for you there as well.
Exactly. And I always tell my friends that I have exercise ADD. I like to switch it up all the time. Otherwise, I get bored and I don't do it. So One Life offers that to our members and our clientele as well.
Now, how do the memberships work? Is it just one price fits all, or do you have different types of memberships for different types of needs?
We do. We have kind of an a la carte menu, if you will, for membership. And just depending on what you're looking for, we want to make sure that we meet your needs. And you do have access to all 8 of our locations once we get all those doors open for you.
Oh, wow. And then what about the ones outside of the city?
We do, absolutely. You can travel up and down to any One Life or any of our other brands under that US Fitness umbrella and get a great workout in.
And then what are other brands, you guys?
We have One Life, of course. We have Sport and Health up in that DC, Maryland area. We have a few Crunch franchises. And so we're growing and growing.
Wow. And then why'd you choose Atlanta to kind of have... put a stake in the...
Atlanta is the place to be. I moved down here from Virginia. Yeah, I've been with the company about 10 years. I moved down from Virginia because of just the growth of other businesses in the area. And we know that there's a growing demand for health and fitness here in Atlanta as well. Our sports teams here are focusing on teaching health and fitness at younger and younger ages. The governor and his Georgia Shape Initiative is also leaning towards educating younger folks and more people about how important health and fitness is. And we know that we can be a part of that and help.
Now, what about the ages of your clients? Is it a family place? Is it for, you know, 20-year-olds?
It's for everybody. We honestly have members. We have a great kids club system where they can come in and you can drop your child off. I just had a baby myself. So I bring him in when I'm grabbing my workout and the amazing childcare staff takes care of him and keeps him happy. So I can get a little mommy time and get my fitness taken care of. But we also have memberships that start as young as 12. We know that kids nowadays are unfortunately geared to a less active lifestyle. Right. So we want to provide that family atmosphere. But we're also great for working professionals and the older clientele as well.
Now, you mentioned education. What types of things do you do to educate your clients?
I think the very most important thing that we do at One Life and the thing that separates us is we have something we call a Smart Start session. And it is essentially a new member orientation where you sit down with the best of our best fitness people in our houses, our fitness directors. They talk to you about goals that you have. We do a full body assessment and we can assess bone density, hydration levels, muscular imbalances, and also talk to you about goals that you have. Not everybody wants an 8-pack and, you know, invisible lats and to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Some of us just want, you know, a better quality of life or more functionality. So we'll talk to you about those goals, get you started, and make sure that you're comfortable and that you're on the right path, starting off on the right foot in your fitness journey.
And that's included with every membership?
It is included in every membership. We want to make sure that we are helping you on your journey to improve your life.
Now, how is your personal training? Do you do personal training there as well?
We do. We do one-on-one. We also do small group training. So depending on what your needs are, again, we're working with those highly educated, nationally certified personal trainers. And I think that's something that's very important to look for. If I can give any advice, it's to make sure that if you do have questions about health and fitness, which I think a lot of us get bad advice, whether it's from online or the latest.
There's a lot of advice out there.
And
on
a
the
lot
internet.
Of it.
You may not have noticed that when you go on the internet.
I could tell you stories. I ran into a gentleman the other day at the grocery store doing a grape fast.
A grape fast?
Yes.
That's
and he and
new
I had
to
a,
me.
Yeah. It was new to me too. We had a conversation about
meaning no grapes or all grapes?
Meaning he.
I would guess it's all grapes all the time.
I'm on a no grape.
That's exactly. It blew my
because
mind.
They probably throw wine in there as part of that, I would guess.
I might be able to get behind that. No, he honestly had the plan to eat only grapes and water for 30 days.
Wow.
My jaw dropped. I didn't know what to say to him at first.
It sounds like a prisoner. He's a prisoner.
Well, and thankfully, you know, I directed him to our clubs because we have those college-educated, nationally certified, continuing educated trainers on staff that are ready and willing to blow those myths out of the water. Please, nobody try that fast. It sounded ridiculous. But we want to give you sound advice on lifestyle because that's what this is. It's a lifestyle change and it's not going to happen overnight. There's a lot of reality shows that give you that impression that you can lose 30 pounds in 2 weeks and it's okay. It won't come back. But we want to educate folks and being leaders in this fitness industry, we feel that we have that power to do so.
Now, what goes through when you're walking, somebody who is thinking about joining a gym or fitness facility, are you going after the person who has tried a bunch of them or the person who has never done this before and knows kind of in the back of their head, look, this is something I'm getting of that age. This is the weight's not adding. It's not coming off. You know, maybe I was fitter when I was younger. Is that your client or is it the person that, you know, tries new things? Like who is your kind of persona of a One Life client?
Our clients are all of those people. Again, with the Smart Start session, we can absolutely help the folks that have never stepped foot inside of a gym that have maybe had that moment, whether, you know, their son is getting married or their doctor sat them down and had a heart-to-heart.
Or they just saw a picture of themselves
that
they weren't happy with.
You know, and that's happened. Some of our success stories have come across that way. They saw a picture and they're like, whoa, I need to
who
do something.
Who is that?
Exactly. But then we also have, like I said before, we've got state-of-the-art equipment. We've got skill mills and those things that are interesting and new as the industry develops and becomes more scientifically based. And we see those progressions in the club. So the folks that are old hat at working out, we have stuff for them too.
So now walk me through. I'm the person who never works out. I'm going to try this. Maybe I worked out 20 years ago. What happens? So I enter the building.
You enter the building and one of our amazing
and then I see a bunch of stuff. So I'm like freaking out already.
And they're trained not to laugh. Right?
No.
I mean, you have professional staff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But we understand that everyone's at a different place in their journey. So if you are a brand new to the health and fitness industry, our staff is going to greet you the second you walk in that front door. You're going to come up. You're going to tell us, hey, I've never stepped foot in a gym. Tell me what you're about. And we are going to listen. And I think that's another thing that sets us apart. We want to know how we can help you, not how you can help us. Not how you can just be another member for us. We want to make sure that you are successful in your goals. Mm-hmm. So if it's that hot button issue, mm-hmm. like a specific event or your doctor saying something about your health levels, we're going to listen to what your goals are. We're going to get you started off on that.
So you're not going to quickly just show me a bunch of equipment. You're going to kind of, we're going to have a consultation and you're going to kind of talk me through this a little
exactly.
bit.
And that's what sets One Life Fitness apart. That's why I've been loyal to this brand for almost a decade. We take care of our members. Anybody can buy a bunch of equipment and put it in a facility and call it a gym.
Sure.
We are clubs because we take care of our members. We invest in their health and fitness. We want them to succeed.
And then is the commitment, is it month to month, annual? What's a membership commitment look like?
We do a 12-month that rolls automatically to a month to month after the first 12 months. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, if you're serious about working on your health and fitness, then you're going to be at it for a long time. We're going to take care of you, make sure that smart start gets you started off so you start seeing results as soon as possible.
Now, what happens if, I'm all gung-ho, it sounds great, and I'm in, I'm going the first few weeks, but then I got to work late, and then I miss something, and then a week turns into a month, and I haven't been in a month. What are you guys doing to help me kind of get back on track?
We absolutely know life happens. I can be a firm claim to that after, having a baby later on in my life. Things happen and days get long and work pops up and deadlines come. And unfortunately for a lot of people, the workout is the first thing that goes.
Right, that moves off the schedule.
Absolutely. So we do have a follow-up system. We offer follow-up sessions with our fitness directors to say, hey, we haven't seen you check in a while.
So you're checking up on, you're watching my back and protecting me from myself. That's what I need.
That's what you're buying.
If only we could be around 24 hours, right? Or at the grocery store.
But it's not, look, there's some gyms that'll take your money and then it'll be like, thanks, bye. And they kind of hope you don't show up.
Right. And unfortunately, that business model is existent.
That exists.
And we do not follow it, thankfully.
Right.
Again, we want our members to be successful. We work because you guys work and what we do for you works.
Is there a corporate market for this? Do you guys work with companies to have?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Speak to that a little bit.
We have great corporate wellness programs in place, whether it's coming into workplaces and offering weekly classes or as part of an HR benefit that we add a membership to your benefits package. That's huge. And a lot of corporations are seeing the bottom line increases because working out and encouraging a workplace reduces absenteeism, increases morale, increases productivity, decreases sick days. So it can be a great benefit to add as far as HR is concerned. But we do all sorts of things. We can help out with memberships. We can also come in and give mini lectures or lunch and learn, as we like to call them, where we're talking to folks about making healthier lifestyle choices on those long business days, like we were talking about, not running through the drive-through or making better choices if that is the only option for you.
And then who would be the one that does the lunch and learns? Are those your trainers or is that your staff?
Yeah, we want to send you the most educated folks that we have. So we'll pick and choose our trainers that are comfortable speaking in front of large groups. And they will share their expertise with you. A lot of them have college degrees, whether it's a bachelor's in science or a master's in exercise science or kinesiology. I have a bachelor's in kinesiology myself. And then, of course, that ongoing education through our national certifying organizations like NASM, ACSM, and ACE.
Now, do you have like kind of partner or referral programs with other professionals in other wellness professionals?
Well, we do, but we cover most of that stuff in-house.
Internally.
So it's really a one-stop shop. We want to make sure that we're meeting everyone's health and fitness needs. Mm-hmm. And we understand it's a full picture. If you're working out 6 days a week, but eating junk, you're not going to achieve your goals.
Now, what about physicians? Do you work with physicians?
Not currently. Of course, we want to make sure that all of our members are following their doctor's orders when it comes to health and fitness. Mm-hmm. But that is something that other markets we have explored.
That you work where they do referrals to you and then to help their clients?
Yes, absolutely.
So now you're here in Atlanta. You're launching the Sandy Springs location that's across from Perimeter Mall. I think we're Nukes and Best Buy.
You got it. You nailed it right down.
So now what happens if I want to join? You mentioned it's not built yet. You're doing a charter member program?
We are. So you can come in and you can see everything we're about. You can check out our floor plans. You can also go to onelifefitness.com/perimeter and see everything that's happening and what we're building. You can meet our general manager, Ashley, and her assistant, Keenan. They're there to help you and you can get started. with a membership at a nice low grand opening rate. And then you don't pay anything until the club actually opens. But then as long as you're a member, you'll hold that membership rate.
And then, so you mentioned you sell individual memberships. You mm-hmm. sell family memberships as well?
We do it a la carte. So if you and your family want to join, we'll do it
as individuals.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But it does come in lower than most family rates in the area.
So I have a proposal.
Fire away.
Uh-oh. I don't travel a lot. I spend most of the time here in the market, here in Atlanta. Right. But we're building out new studios. I was in Phoenix a couple of weeks ago. I think I gained 5+ pounds because I don't know how to conduct myself on the road. Meaning, you know, I take advantage of the local cuisine. there's no fast anywhere in any of my equations.
Right.
And I just wondered if maybe one or more of these lunch and learns might be geared toward, in the corporate market, toward teaching your consultants or your traveling client-facing people what to do, things to do on the road, strategies for the road.
Absolutely. And it's really boils down to just making better choices. I love food. I love to eat. nothing makes me happier than a nice bloody steak and
all you say Bloody Mary
or that. you know, it's all about balance. Life is about balance. And if you can balance out while still enjoying your life and find that way that health and fitness fits into your lifestyle, then that's when you'll be successful. And we pride ourselves on educating people on that. It doesn't have to be that extreme. And often the word diet has that negative connotation with it, as if you're restricting something. And we look at it as it's a lifestyle. It's a way to eat to make you feel your best.
But it's nice to be able, I mean, I guess we've heard advice like that before, but for me, it would be nice. It's nice to lean on structured information like this, know that you may have something of an accountability partner. If you're part of this club, I think what a great way to frame that. That is fantastic. Well, keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. We are working hard and we're excited to continue serving Atlanta's needs.
Yeah. Hey, how about hanging out with us while we visit with our next guest?
Absolutely.
All right, Lee, you ready for the headliner?
I am.
Hey, we know this is going to be a good segment because we've done this before. Please join me in welcoming to the show and back to the Business Radio X microphone, President and CEO Grand Poobah Big Cheese with Vane Innovations, Mr. David Martin. Good morning, sir.
Stone, how are you? Grand Poobah, huh? I'm going to have that put on my
head. Yeah.
That's not on your card?
No, but it will be soon. Big Cheese, too.
Big Cheese.
Absolutely.
Can you share a little bit about Vane Innovations? What are you doing for folks?
Well, we are a primary medical practice that treats one thing. We treat a condition called venous insufficiency. That is the thing that leads to varicose veins. Varicose veins are just one of the symptoms of venous insufficiency, and the disease itself is very, very common, a condition that affects maybe 30 or 40% of all adults over the age of 40.
Now, is this something that is a health concern, or is this more of a cosmetic issue?
Well, we view it as a health concern. It is, in fact, a health concern, and it's a quality of life issue. And, you know, it's interesting that Amy is here with us because talking about fitness, because this is the sort of thing that leads to heavy, tired, achy legs and the kind of thing that will keep people from going to the gym and, you know, living their lives.
Really? So talk to us about what's actually happening in your body when this is showing.
Well, you know, we have arteries and veins, all of us, and arteries take blood away from the heart, veins bring it back. Arteries work because the heart is pumping, and when you feel the pulse in your wrist, that's an artery. So there's that direct hydraulic energy of the heart. Veins bring the blood back passively. So in the top half of our bodies, it's gravity. It just flows back without assistance. In the bottom half of our bodies, in our legs, it comes back via what's called the muscle pump. So if you picture a vein, it's a hollow, flexible tube full of blood running through your leg. You take a step, your calf muscle contracts and squeezes that tube. Blood would shoot in both directions. However, there are little valves inside the vein that force the blood up, keep it from going back down. And in venous insufficiency, those little valves fail. So now the blood is going in both directions, and the pressure outside the vein, inside the leg, has to get high enough to push that blood back up.
Because it's fighting gravity.
It's fighting gravity, right. It's fighting that kind of the mass effect of that column of fluid. If it didn't come back, we'd all end up as just puddles on the floor. So it's got to come back. And that's really how varicose veins are formed. And that's how people end up with big swollen legs when they have venous insufficiency and that kind of thing.
Now, is there something that you're doing that's causing that? Or is that just a genetic thing?
Walking upright.
So it's nothing you can't like do something about it.
There really is nothing you can do about it. There's a genetic predisposition factor, and we see that with all disease, really.
What if I hung upside down?
That would help. That would do. That would do a lot. Yeah, absolutely. Really? Well, keep you from getting varicose veins. Certainly.
Really? So if I just said, okay, every day, 30 minutes upside down.
Probably not. You'd have to spend 24 hours a day upside down.
But more time upside. Walk on my hands.
I think it's worth a shot. You know, it's funny because we do research into this, and there are no animal models for venous insufficiency. So animals don't get it.
It's only humans. Even apes, they don't get it either.
I don't know that anyone's ever been close enough to really examine an ape that way, but as far as I know, no, they do not.
Wow. So this is just like a fluky thing?
Yeah.
It's just good job security for you.
Let's hope so. Yeah.
Now, here in town, you have several offices?
We do. We have four clinical offices. One here in Sandy Springs, not far from where we are now. One in Johns Creek and one in Midtown. And an office in on the south side of town on Terra Boulevard, where we see new patients and see patients and follow up.
Now, how did this come about?
It's a long story, and I'll give you the short version. I had another venture with a vascular surgeon who was a friend of mine, and it was a nonprofit tissue bank. So one day we started talking about setting up a little vein clinic. And what I envisioned, of course, was just a little storefront where we treated cosmetic issues, spider veins, and that kind of thing. He's the one who said, oh, there's a new technique now available for in-office treatment of varicose vein disease. So previously, this required a surgical procedure. So when someone had a vein stripping, that's the operation, they'd go to the hospital for several days. It was painful. It was disfiguring. They'd be in bed for, 5 days, a week afterwards was terrible. Now, all of a sudden, someone would come up with a procedure that would actually duplicate those results, but we do it in the office in an hour. So, needless to say, I was intrigued, and we went, I can't remember where we went, away to learn how to do it, and the first case I saw, I was totally hooked. So that was 2001. You know, we established the business the following year, 2002.
Now, to walk us through the procedure. So there's a consultation, you check to see if this is kind of makes sense for the patient.
Right. The workup involves an ultrasound, really, along a detailed physical and history and a physical exam. The ultrasound tells us what we need to know about the condition of the veins and the valves in the veins. Mm-hmm. So if someone is an appropriate candidate for that, after we go through all the usual insurance sequence, then we treat the vessel with a thermal catheter. So we have a couple of those. One is radio frequency, the other is a laser, and they just basically spout thermal energy at the end. So under ultrasound guidance, which is painless, in the office, we insert the catheter, we use local anesthetic on the leg only, and then heat up the catheter. So the catheter heats the vein to the point that a collagen reaction occurs inside, the vein squeezes shut. Mm-hmm. So we don't cauterize the vein, really, but we heat it up enough that the inflammatory process closes the vein. And then just slowly withdraw the catheter, and that's it.
And then it reboots?
The vein is closed. So
then that's...
What happens is we make new ones. So functionally, it's the same thing as taking the vein out. We've closed it. No blood will ever go through it again. And we make new veins all the time.
Humans make new veins part of our day-to-day life.
One of the things we do, it's called neovascularization. So the vein we close is a superficial vessel. It's in the leg, you can't see it, but it's superficial to the muscle bed and things like that. So it's not absolutely essential for life. And in fact, one of my previous jobs was harvesting that vein to use for open heart surgery. Mm-hmm. So that's what we use when we build coronary artery bypasses. Use that vein.
So how many veins would you close off in a treatment?
It depends. I think statistically, most of our patients who require treatment require about 1.6 closures, or as we call them, the vein closure. That's per patient. But it depends. So frequently, patients will have one vein that works fine and one vein that doesn't. There are four opportunities, by the way. There are four saphenous veins, one in the back of each leg and then one that runs up the interior of each leg from the heel bone all the way up to the groin.
So if you did two of them, then two other veins would just appear over time?
Well, we have there are little veins called perforators. So there are really three venous systems in the leg. Excuse me. There's the deep system, And that that drains all the blood from the muscle beds. That's the big one. There's the superficial system. That's the one we're talking about with the greater saphenous vein, the one that causes varicose veins. And then there's a group of veins called perforators that run in between the two. So the idea, of course, with this kind of drainage is the blood drains oddly from the superficial system into the deep system, and that's how it gets returned up to the heart. So those little perforators take over. The saphenous vein, when we lose it, if it's, it's the interesting thing about
it. You just said that your body adapts.
Right away. So, in fact, if you have a saphenous vein and it's working, you never notice it. And if you don't have one, you never notice it. But if you have one and it's not working properly, it really causes problems.
And then, well, if you could visibly see the vein and then you do this procedure, then you don't see it anymore?
No, you don't see it. It flattens out. Eventually, the immune system takes care of it and it goes away.
Now, is this something you need one treatment and you're done, or is this you have to go back several times?
It depends. Most treatment plans require 3 or 4 or even 5 visits, but typically once we fix the vein, once we close it, it's closed for good.
Mm-hmm. But it might take several visits to close it for good?
No. It takes, I'm sorry, I misunderstood you. It takes one treatment per vein to close it for good. But because of the drugs we use and the anesthesia, we can't just fix every vein at one time. So it's usually several trips and we fix one vein per trip.
Mm-hmm. So how does this get marketed? You notice all my questions around marketing, right? So how does this get sold? Is it word of mouth, or is there some structured approach to getting the word out to the market about this that helps you?
Well, from the business perspective, we spend a lot of time branding the company, Vein Innovations, so it's pretty well known in Atlanta.
Right. But that took some time, and some money and some energy, I'm sure.
It does. It takes advertising dollars. We have a very good business development department. Shelby Gutenberger, who runs that department, is with us today, keeping an eye on me, making sure I don't say the wrong thing.
So she has the mute button in her hand.
She has the mute button and the cattle prod. So there's been a lot of marketing, consumer outreach type marketing, print ads, television ads, radio ads, et cetera. A lot of our business is patient referral. So we have a happy clientele for the most part. We work hard to keep them that way and do our very best there. And we're, very high quality.
Do you find yourself battling misinformation? Like I know that Amy earlier, some of your time is invested in battling misinformation. Because nowadays I can hop on the internet, right, and look up varicose veins. And God and knows the, what
know,
I'm going to
read.
They
say if you just do the grape diet, then it then gets rid of it.
It's that grape diet. I knew the grape diet was going to kill us when I first heard about it. Yes. Well, curiously, for the first 10, 12 years we were in business, we had to educate the medical community about this, because this is in advance, this thermal ablation of veins that did not happen inside, the world of academe. It happened out in the community. Usually advances happen in the academic realm. Someone at Emory will come up with something brilliant. They'll perfect it and they'll spend 10 years teaching the rest of the world about it. Here, this happened outside of the academic world. It took 10 years to filter it back in, and now it's filtering back out. So it's backwards and as a result a much more time consuming process. So we've educated a lot of physicians over the years about what this is, in addition to the public.
So now, is part of your business plan to spread outside of Atlanta? Do you have Vein Innovations outside of Atlanta?
The franchise model in medicine is very tricky, and honestly, I haven't looked into it well enough to determine whether or not I think we can do it. The problem is keeping the quality high. So there are in a practice such as ours, especially such as ours, there are a lot of folks who do this on the side. A lot of physicians, dermatologists who might do it on the side. Even cardiologists will do this on the side because it's something they can learn to do pretty easily. And there's not a lot of capital investment.
I don't like that phrase for me personally and my family. With a medical professional on the side, I want to go to the guy that this is all he or she does.
Well, it's funny. It's funny you say that, but I happen to agree with you. And the real issue is that those who do it as sort of a sideline can never really do a very good job, and they can never really do a start to finish sort of thing. And it's like the exercise place where a guy buys some weight machines and he's got a warehouse and it's a gym. It's not quite the same thing as a big time fitness center. So we view that the same way. So that to answer your question about vein innovations all over the country, I'm not so sure about that, because it'd be really hard to keep an eye on them and make sure that they're doing things the way we believe they need to.
Now, you mentioned insurance. So this is something covered by insurance?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm glad you asked, because I just assumed it was not. I assumed that it was fell under the cosmetic thing.
No. Venous insufficiency has a lot of problems, including swelling. It can cause non-healing ulcers of the leg. And you probably remember, we all do, we were growing up, we see those matronly old ladies with the big, heavy, thick stockings walking around with their canes. Well, they frequently were suffering from venous insufficiency. So it really is a quality of life issue that can have serious health consequences. So we also treat little spider veins, those ugly little purple ones, and those are cosmetic, and insurance typically won't cover that. But the bulk of our revenue comes from insurance companies.
Now, if you're fit, are you going to be less likely to have this? Like if you're like a gym person like Amy, like, does that mean she's going to be less likely because she's active and there's so much blood pumping everywhere that it's going to be, is that true or not?
No, there's no correlation
between physical fitness.
No. That's a very good point. I will say that the worst cases of it we've ever seen have been dancers and weightlifters. And
really?
So people who are surprisingly fit. However, most runners, for instance, even if they develop venous insufficiency, it'll be a while before the symptoms start to affect them, because they're so active, that blood is being forced back to where it needs to go anyway. Mm-hmm. But I don't think, for instance, that weight has much to do with it. There are varying arguments about that, varying statistics about that.
But you got plenty of skinny people coming through your doors.
Plenty.
Yeah.
And so I'm not sure that weight has a lot to do with it, and I don't think that being fit will prevent it from happening, but it may prevent the symptoms from becoming burdensome.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more, a website for you guys?
We do, veininnovations.com.
And is it something that I need my doctor to refer to you, or I can go right to you?
Yeah, you can come right to us. Depending upon your insurance, most insurance companies do not require a referral for this. Mm-hmm. So you can come directly to us, yes.
So I just go Vein Innovations, stock in just one close to me, make an appointment.
That's it. We'll be happy to make an appointment for you right now.
All right. you can tell that I have symptoms.
Well, I noticed you're not standing up and you're wearing a long skirt.
There you go. That makes sense. Well, thank you so much for being part of the show today.
As always, a pleasure to be here.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.